response after it that you got?
Yeah, I did. You mean that we didn't have another one?
Did practice go well after? Were they able to?
It did. Yeah, it went better. It did. You know, again, the juices are flowing, and a little hotter today, a little harder practice. But they responded. It was a situational period that we had a lot going on, and some of the things with the situation, which are going to take place Saturday night, especially with the substitution of the special teams, was not clean. So I wasn't happy about that afterwards, but I was happy that we cleaned it up. No more pushing and shoving. That's unnecessary. So.
Do you ever like to see that type of thing? I mean, obviously you want some aggression, but...
Oh, you can be as aggressive. When that ball snapped, you can do some things you can't do out on the street. And when the whistle blows, I want you to stop doing that. So, no, I don't like it. It's not taught. It's not talked about. It's not tough. It's undisciplined, and undisciplined will get you beat. So I don't like it.
How important is the situational stuff to do, like you're talking about today, before the first preseason game?
Critical, because it would have been a mess Saturday night. And, obviously we got to do it more before Saturday because it wasn't clean enough. The special teams coaches have a lot on their hands with 90 guys on that sideline. They're going to have one more game with 90 guys on their sideline. They got to have a little help from the players anticipating that's some of the stuff I talked about. They got to know the situation as much as the special teams coach. We can't go be looking for you. You should know what's about to happen.
You guys had Stevens and Fasano the past 2 years, obviously the real good blockers. Does anything change this year in that respect, or does Supernaw, is he the kind of guy who can fit right into
that? We got some guys there, still Jerome and Tim and John New, who's, again, he'll put his face in there and try to block you. We're still trying to find who and what plays they block best. There's some specific plays that takes a kind of player you want to at that point. So we're still finding that out. That's what this training camp's about. Can't do it in the off season. You got to do it here when the pads are on.
Those guys are kind of few and far between for the most part. Like guys like Stevens and Fasano, you don't run into those kind of guys.
Craig is unique. I'll say that. I mean, I wouldn't put Anthony's a good blocker, but I wouldn't put him in the same class as Craig Stevens.
The rookies before their first NFL game?
Try to calm the nerves. They'll be, they got a full day leading up to the game that they'll wear themselves out before they even get a chance to perform and compete. So, you know, if they know their stuff, it's certainly much more, the confidence is definitely better for you. If you have any doubt about what you're doing, that nervous energy is going to catch them. At some point.
Any idea how many of these guys have never been to an NFL game and this is their first experience?
I don't know. That might be a good question to ask them. I may ask them that. Ask me tomorrow, Joe.
Spain's a guy you've always talked about, you like his aggressive style of play. How much, though, are you starting to see the benefits of experience from a guy who's been in that job for a little while now?
It helps any time the line can, you know, be with each other as long as they've been. It's just... The line calls are, nobody's caught off guard with them. They expect them, just like I was talking about special teams. They should expect what's coming. He's come a long way since he's got here.
Coach, there for a second, Decker was down in the stretch shot. You can see his face from the angle that I was at. I don't know if it was the pain. Anything to be concerned about?
No, he's constantly stretching. A lot of these guys are that way.
Mike, what do you hope to see from Marcus?
Just executing like everybody else at a high level, operating our offense like we know we can, just like hasn't missed a beat since his injury.
Will it be based on production or just the number of plays, how long he stays in?
We'll probably go in with a number of plays and see how productive we are. So that's kind of the target.
Jarrell says he came back with an emphasis to be stronger this year. Have you seen that, and how has that impacted his game?
He's hard to block every year I've been here, so it can't do anything but help his game. You watch him in the pass rushes, he does two to everyone else's one. I mean, he wants to compete. And I told him about the contract or no contract, the guy's going to come out here and compete every day. And no matter what the situation is, he's going to do that and try to get better every day, and he does.
Nice tribute to Glenn Campbell during the early portion of practice. Do you have any hand in that?
And if so, what do you want to do? John you know, John just emailed me, thought, what about this? I thought it was a great idea. When should we do it? I thought during stretch would be good, and I thought it was good for this team. I think there's a lot of Glenn Campbell fans on here, including me.
Hard not to hum a little bit.
Yeah, they still were. And then the next period, they were still Matt Cassel. Rhinestone Cowboy was going on in the huddle. So.